You're adventuring on the northern path where you can observe the main species of trees that live in the reserve. The first one that you'll meet is the plantain, whose leaves are big and webbed. Its bark is grey with beautiful light green, beige and brown spots that make it look like a mimetic suit. If you raise your gaze, you may see some of its fruit, which look like brown marbles. Immediately after that, inside the reed bed, you'll meet the black alder. Its leaves are round, and instead of having an edge, they have a dimple, whose shape is reminiscent of a heart. It is easy to distinguish it because it's the only hardwood tree that makes pine cones. All around the main pathway, you'll see on your left big blackberry bushes that have suffocated the reed due to the lack of water in the soil. They may be ugly to look at, but they produce lots of berries, food for many animals that find between its bushes a safe place to hide from predators. Going forward, you will see on your left a trench and on your right enormous trees with long and slim leaves that look like spears, which are white on the lower part. It is known as the white willow. Moving on, you will find a bench, and on its back, you can see incredible black poplars that during spring release millions of soft feathers. Don't worry though, it's not those that give you allergies. Those are caused by their small pollen. Some ivy has grown on all the trunks. Many people think it's a parasite plant, but it only takes advantage of the surrounding plants to climb on top in search of sunlight, and when it reaches its objective, it produces a lot of flowers, very appreciated by the bees. Its berries are useful to feed birds during the cold winter months.